Millions of Catholics throughout the world are preparing for the season of Lent, and they're all asking the wrong question. But if we look at the life of Jesus, he gives us a clue as to what we should be asking. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, the other day I was reflecting about this, and I was reflecting about how much with the different Lents that I've lived in my life, there's been a lot of failure. There's been a lot of sort of disappointment at the end, and I was asking why. And the Holy Spirit made clear to me that in entering Lent, I'm asking the wrong question. Now, let's look at the life of Jesus and St. John the Baptist to see what clues they give us as to what we should be asking. First, when we look at the life of Jesus, there's three parts in the fasting. First, there's the baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Then we see him being sent out into the desert. Next, we see his ministry. Now, when we go to the life of St. John the Baptist, it's a little bit different. We happen to find him fasting out there, but it gives us a clue as to the fasting and what's going on behind it. He is there to prepare the people of God and himself for the coming of the Messiah. He's there to prepare the way. So what was he asking when he was doing his fasting? It was who and why? Who am I doing this for? Why am I doing it? And that, out of that, came the what. Now, when we look at the life of Jesus, we get kind of similar clues. What was behind his fasting? Well, it was the same sorts of thing. It was his public ministry. His fasting was the bridge between that baptism and the public ministry. Who was he doing it for and why? So that he could be the Messiah for the salvation of the lost children of Israel. He says this a number of times throughout the scriptures. That's who he was fasting for and why. Now for us, when we look at motivation in our own lives, we see how much it can play a role at making things incredibly easier. For instance, let's look at the current generation of people. And a lot of times people will say, maybe falsely, because we always talk about this generation in negative terms, but people will say that they're lazy, that they don't work as hard. Why? Why don't they work as hard? Why are they lazy? Let me throw out this. Because they don't have children. Because when they go to work, there's no reason for them to work. You don't need as much money when you're living alone or it's just you and someone else. But when you have children, when you have people depending on you, think about your own life. When you have people depending on you, it's so much easier to get up in the morning. It's so much more motivation to sacrifice yourself. And in fact, even secular parents will say, I'll do anything for my kids. Take away the kids? It's not so easy to do just anything for yourself. I found that true in my life. So much easier to work, so much easier to do everything that I do when I think of their hungry mouths and faces and I think, okay, I have to work for them. Where if it was just for me, maybe I would work half as hard or half as much. The same for Lent. The reason why we failed at whatever it is, even if it was giving up chocolate or reading this book or doing all these other things, it's even become this industry of do this and do that and this is what you should do. This industry of giving us answers to the wrong question. But when you think about a face, a who you're doing it for, there's so much motivation that all of a sudden comes. Now, some of you in thinking about the who, you're going to say, well, I'm doing it for Jesus. I'm doing it for God. Here's the problem. They don't need it. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, God does not need your fasting. They're perfect. They're an insufficient reason. Now, we should do it out of love for them, but remember the Last Judgment. The Last Judgment, in some sense, has nothing to do with the things that we did for Jesus, but rather the things that we did for the least of these, and he accepts it as done for him. Why? Because they actually need help. He doesn't need help. They need help. So at the end of the day, who are you fasting for? The correct answer is, and the answer that everyone really can give at the end of the day is souls. When you look at saints, the greatest saints, that was their motivation. Think of any saint that you really like. Why did they do the things that they do? Souls. There's really only two types, the living and the deceased. Sinners, the souls of sinners, those on earth. The souls of the holy souls in purgatory. Those are our two whos. And when you think about them, the souls in purgatory, the pains that they're in, or the souls of sinners, that they might go to hell, doesn't that make you do almost any what, and the what doesn't really matter, because when you think of the who, you'll adapt the what depending on what they need, and you'll do as much as is possible. Whereas if we initially just ask, what am I going to do this Lent? And we said it, I'm going to do this. We're actually limiting ourselves from the start. Whereas if we answer who, well, what we do in Lent can change. We may need to do more as we see progress. Suppose that the who is the conversion of your family, and halfway through Lent, you convert them. Then you think, well, maybe I should take a break the rest of Lent, or I should pick a different who. But this is what we should be asking. Holy Spirit, who and why do you want this Lent to be for? Can you imagine? It gives a completely different impetus and direction for the season of Lent. It's not just a preparation for the season of Easter, but it's a preparation to be of service, to bring salvation to a particular group, to deliver the souls in purgatory, to be a greater instrument of evangelization in your family. That gives you a reason for doing it. Think about school, for instance. For me, when I really made that connection between I'm doing school to prepare me for this, when I was in my master's doing my master's for counseling, I got the best grades possible. Why? It was so much easier because I had a reason. The finish line was in sight. I was studying to be a therapist. Whereas before, I hated school. There seemed to be no reason. There was no reason to do it. This Lent is going to be the most successful Lent for you ever, not because of what you do, because at the end, that maybe doesn't even really matter. But it's who are you going to do it for? What group of souls are you going to use this Lent to prepare for you to be like St. John the Baptist and like Jesus, someone who God uses as an instrument to bring salvation into their lives, either those living or those in purgatory? Don't fall into the trap. It's not about the what. It's about the who. I'll see you in the next one.